This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Calling the climate right, the U.S. Wednesday appealed for a ceasefire in Yemen and for the combatants to return to UN-backed peace talks to end more than 3 years of war. Author and former UN Security Council Yemen Panel of Experts member Gregory Johnson said one reason for the change was the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi last month and criticism of the Saudi leadership. Meanwhile, the UN's spokesman Farhan Haq said special UN envoy to Yemen Martin Griffiths has welcomed the U.S. decision. He called for confidence-building measures that would include strengthening the Yemeni central bank in exchange of prisoners and reopening the Sana'a airport. Griffiths in Yemen in September is described as having made progress in prodding both sides, the Shia Houthi rebels, and the Saudi-led coalition to end hostilities. Houthi political council member Sultan al-Samay insisted that fighters backed by outside forces must first disarm before they do. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday called for a ceasefire in 30 days' time, adding the Saudis and United Arab Emirates seem ready to embrace U.N. efforts aimed at a negotiated settlement. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital of Juba on Wednesday for the first time since fleeing in 2016 in order to celebrate a peace agreement signed in September to end 5 years of conflict. Machar insisted that peace is in our hearts and there is the will to implement peace because the country deserves it. He's expected to resume his role as vice president. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Wednesday said as many as 15,000 U.S. troops will go to the southern U.S. border with Mexico to bolster Border Patrol officers and members of the National Guard to stop a series of caravans involving thousands of Central American migrants from entering the U.S. illegally. Thousands of migrants, mostly from Honduras, are moving slowly northward in Mexico after more than 2 weeks on the road. They're trying to negotiate the use of buses to speed their way. Meanwhile, at least two smaller caravans of migrants have more recently left El Salvador. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday appealed for calm after extremists called for the murders of members of the Supreme Court after they overturned the death sentence of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman incarcerated for 8 years for violating the country's blasphemy laws. Demonstrations erupted in several cities with protesters blocking roads. Mr. Khan vowed to hit back against hardliners inciting violence, saying that their rhetoric only benefits Pakistan's enemies. Indonesian authorities said they believe they have detected a pinging sound coming from cockpit voice recorders under the waters of the Java Sea from the ill-fated Lion Air Boeing 737 that plunged into the water Monday, with 189 people on board after the crew tried to return to Jakarta Airport shortly after takeoff. The so-called black boxes, if found, could shed light on the mystery surrounding the plane's last fateful moments. There were no survivors. British Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab said Wednesday that he believes an agreement to leave the European Union could be struck by November 21st. The talks with Brussels are largely complete, but negotiations remain stalled over Britain's land border with the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. Raab is expected to visit Northern Ireland Friday on what's called a fact-finding trip. The Irish foreign minister said a deadline means a breakthrough must come by the end of next week. Britain's Prince Charles and wife Camilla landed Wednesday in the Gambia on the first leg of a week-long tour of Africa. The trip is aimed at strengthening ties with members of the 53-nation Commonwealth. And the Boston Red Sox, who won a four-game sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers, were feted by fans and supporters in Boston, Massachusetts, Wednesday, following their victory in the World Series of North American Major League Baseball. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.